Hey, welcome to the Loaded Die. Today's podcast is a brief explanation of how to work with your inner child and why we work with our inner child. And we would finish off with a meditation where you can spend some time with your inner child. So I've been using inner work theory for quite a few years now, and the benefits have been astounding. I am far more confident than what I've ever been. My sense of self has improved. My self-compassion and patience with myself have increased. And my locus of evaluation, my need for validation from others has diminished. So that leads me to be my authentic self. So the inner child is a way of us learning to accept and love ourselves, and in some cases reparenting our inner child enables us to stop destructive behaviours and patterns. So how do you know whether you have a wounded inner child? Let's go through some bits. So some indications that you have a wounded inner child is that you might find yourself feeling or acting like you're the victim. Often you may feel insecure with yourself and need external validation from others. There's often a fear of being alone, and you can get easily triggered. So triggered is when there's a big response to something that someone has said or done, a feeling that is recurrent throughout your life. I refer to these as life scripts. So we each have life scripts, and they're lessons that come to us usually through relationships, whether it be friends, family, loved ones. And we may get the same feelings over and over again from various types of people. And these feelings are indications of what we need to work on. So that would be your life script that will keep reappearing until you work through it. So when you get triggered, your life scripts are activated. So say, for example, you always feel abandoned or rejected, you may well be drawn to people and attracted to people who are emotionally unavailable. Easily triggered. Quite often you're in a serious state, and you would see the negative in most situations, and it would feel like your life is full of stresses and worry. A healed inner child takes ownership of their situation, their part in a situation. They can feel confident and secure. They become validated by their self. They don't need to seek validation from others. They can enjoy being alone. And there's a calmness and understanding that initially begins with themselves and subsequently transcends, and they become able to be calm and understanding towards others. They can create joy and happiness. They're not afraid to be carefree, and they can seek positive values in their day-to-day experiences. Now obviously this is just a very brief overview of what we're going to be talking about. So some of the inner child wounds, let's have a look at that. So there's the abandonment wound, where you may feel left out, you may fear being left, you may hate being alone. There may be a codependency, whether that's substance, alcohol, even people, relationships, food. And these people who are suffering from the abandonment wound, normally they attract emotionally unavailable people. So where would an abandonment wound come from? Well, this isn't a hard rule, but as an example, abandonment wound could come from having a parent who, for whatever reason, has been unable to meet your needs at that critical moment in time. Perhaps when you was first born, perhaps if there was postnatal depression, perhaps if there was a divorce, or there was other stresses in that life, perhaps if one or both of the parents was unable to meet their needs, then the chances are they're not going to be able to effectively meet your needs. So there's this thing about being a good enough parent, and that good enough parent means that we meet our child's needs a percentage of the time. We don't want to meet them all the time, and we don't never want to meet the needs. We want to meet them enough so that our child can learn how to meet their own needs. So how about the guilt wound? So if you're a person who suffers from guilt, your inner child would carry a guilt wound, and quite often they feel sorry or bad for things, most things, and they don't like to ask for things, and they use guilt or manipulation, or they experience people who make them feel guilty. That's usually what they attract. They're afraid to set any boundaries for themselves and boundaries for others, so they accept behavior that isn't really acceptable. And as I said, these people normally attract people who will make them feel guilty. And yet again, that can come from our experiences, from an emotionally manipulative parent. Do that for daddy. I've been at work all day, earning lots of money, I'm tired. There's a good girl or a good boy. And we kind of associate... we owe them in some level. Now that, they're innocent comments, and I'm not saying any of this is from a bad place. I'm just talking about how these things can impact us. And obviously, I'm aware that we've also got the neurological and the biological influences. So how about the trust wound? So the trust wound is about someone who is afraid of being hurt. They don't trust themselves ultimately, so maybe they would really enjoy going away for a week from all their stresses and strains, but they don't trust that they would be able to come back to their everyday life, their work, their family, their stresses. So that's how they wouldn't trust themselves, and they find ways not to trust people. They get proven right a lot. I knew I shouldn't have trusted you because you've done this, that and the other. They feel insecure and need lots of external validation, and that can be from not just compliments or shows of affection, but it can be about having control over finances or needing to know everything that happens. And these people usually attract people who aren't safe, who are... unpredictable or have no boundaries of what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. And yet again, we go back to the parent's role in that, where there's a critical period for the child to recognise that they feel safe by their parents, parental responsibilities, if you like, by the parents. Reinforcement of rules and boundaries, and also allowing the child to feel safe. So the neglect wound. So this is about struggles of letting things go. So holding on to grudges, maybe having low self-worth. These people tend to get angry easily and can struggle to say no. They repress emotions and they fear being vulnerable. And normally, the people who have a neglect wound attract people who don't appreciate them or make them feel seen or heard. They usually attract people who do not consider their feelings. Yet again, this goes back to the parental role, and when that child was younger, perhaps the parents didn't consider their child's feelings repeatedly. So all of this isn't just a one-off thing. All these things that the parents may or may not have done are not just a one-off thing, because, you know, children are pretty robust and we can deal with the occasional not getting our needs met. This is about children whose needs haven't been met pretty much continuously or inconsistently enough to have an impact. So that's just four of the inner child wounds that we can recognise. So how do you work with that? How do we get to a place where we are not suffering and having our triggers triggered? How do we get there? How do we stop that from happening? So the first thing we need to do is recognize that the wounded child exists. So realizing that there is a piece of you that is injured in some way, and that can be a process that can take quite a while. So one of the signs of being injured is these constant reactions to triggers and events that are replaying over and over and over. And then the next thing is to embrace by choosing to allow rather than fight the emotions that the inner child is showing you. By accepting that the inner child has these feelings without judgment, it doesn't matter where they're from, it's about moving forward. And the next stage is to soothe by embracing the difficult emotions with concentration and with breath work and with meditation. So with compassion and love and patience, we are able to almost reparent our own inner child. So what is reparenting? It's giving yourself what your parents were not able to give you as a child. It's about releasing blame. It's about creating self-care habits and becoming mindful and using affirmations and finding fun in your life again and allowing your inner child to shine. How do we release the blame? Well, the behaviour of parents is a reflection on their own emotional wounds. It's not from bad intentions or maliciousness. You know, they done what they did from the perspective that they had. So meditation and prayer, journaling and working on forgiveness is a great way to release blame. Obviously, to do that, we have to acknowledge where it come from first, and that can be quite a painful process. There's a process where I think, you know, as a young child, as my inner child, I certainly took the blame, feeling not good enough. So my wound is the neglected child. So for me, I spent the first 20, 30 years of my life feeling that I wasn't good enough. I wasn't loved enough because there was something wrong with me. But actually, when I recognised that was a defence almost to protect my parents, which ultimately protected me, because if I'm to blame, then my parents have a reason for not meeting my needs. If I look at it closely and see that actually I was a child, I couldn't possibly have been to blame, then that must mean there must have been something wrong with my parents. And as a daughter, to recognise that my parents wasn't good enough would mean that I would be a bad daughter. So you can see why I would use it as a defence. Obviously, I don't believe that anymore. I believe that there was nothing wrong with me. My parents made choices that I believe shouldn't have been made. It doesn't detract from how much I love them. And it isn't a reflection of me. And I try to do the best I can do, knowing what I know. So that's how to release blame, because blame actually doesn't serve a purpose in the fact of, oh, well, it's your fault. But what it does do is enable us to recognise where the injury come from. And by doing that, we stop taking the blame. And we are then able to accept that actually there is nothing wrong with me. It wasn't my fault. So the next thing about creating self-care habits. As adults, we have issues with good habits because we didn't see adults doing these things for themselves or for us, and it's left us feeling unworthy. So parenting self is about creating new habits. So putting our needs first is about creating self-care habits, making sure we eat healthily and on time, making sure we take care of our personal hygiene, and that we don't allow ourselves to be taken advantage of, and we use boundaries, appropriate boundaries. All these things that may not have been shown us as a child are the things that we now need to start doing. And you need to ask yourself, when you're doing any of these habits or behaviours, you need to ask yourself, is this action that I'm doing harmful or helpful to who I want to be? And you need to ask that, you know, often, daily. So, I mentioned affirmations. So these are a great way of kind of just tapping in to your child throughout the day and almost shoring up the belief that you can do this, you've got this, you're capable and you're worthy. So one of the affirmations I use is that I am my own responsibility and I have a new opportunity every day to create life on my terms now. The play bit, well, what can I say? I do play. I get stuck into arts and crafts when I can. I'm very childish at times. Yeah, I am childish. My mind is childish. You know, I imagine certain scenarios that have me laughing out loud. So, but find it wherever you can. You can go to the parks, gyms, in your living room, dancing to music. You know, playing heals you. It soothes the soul. So try and tap into that. Okay, so we've spoke a little bit about inner child work. And as I mentioned earlier, I've actually wrote down a meditation for you. And this meditation is about spending some time, because that's quite often a currency that your inner child needs. It's about spending a bit of time with your inner child. Now, I've purposely left this meditation open to interpretation, so I will walk you through the relaxation. I'll walk you to the place where you're going to see your inner child, and then I will leave you with your inner child, and I will come back to you. So when there's a big gap, you'll hear my voice, and that indicates that it's time to come back, and then you get to speak to your inner child about saying goodbye, or you know, when you'll be back. And then I'll bring you back out from your meditation, and hopefully you'll feel better than when you went in. So if you can get yourself into a quiet, comfortable space, that would be fabulous. Okay, find yourself a quiet, comfortable space. When your body is completely comfortable, take a deep breath in through your nose, hold it, and exhale slowly through your mouth as you prepare to go on a journey. Bring your mind down to your physical body. Notice any tensions around your forehead and gently allow the muscles to relax. Again, take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold it and exhale through your mouth. Allow your mind to wander down to your eyes and your facial muscles, becoming aware of any tensions, and release now. Again, breathe in through your nose, hold it, and gently exhale. Bringing your attention into your neck, down to your shoulders. Let any tightness slip away, leaving you feeling deeply relaxed. Now, once more, breathe in through your nose. Hold it and exhale through your mouth. Relax now. Allow your mind to slide further down now, to your stomach, relaxing with each rhythmic breath as you step into a deeper state of consciousness. Know that you are safe right here, right Now, deeper. Breathe in through your nose. Hold it. And release any tensions left in your body as you exhale. That's right. You feel complete and safe now. Imagine opening your eyes, and as you do so, you notice your surroundings. You notice the colours and the sounds that are so real now. As you look around, you become aware of your inner child watching you curiously. You acknowledge your child in a compassionate, kind way. And you invite them to come and join you. Your child moves closer to you as a sense of belonging engulfs you both, and you spend some time talking, listening, playing, and healing together. Knowing that the next time you hear my voice, it will be almost time to come back. As you hear my voice, you let your child know that you're never too far away from them, and that you will visit again. But it's time to leave now. I'd like you to imagine yourself getting into a comfortable, safe position as you become aware of your physical body, gradually becoming heavier. Take a deep breath in through your nose, hold it, and gently release through your mouth, becoming aware of any noises that you may hear. As your mind wakens, you may notice some physical or emotional feelings that you have. Allow compassion and love to surround you now. As you take one more breath in through your nose, hold it, and through your mouth, you are ready to open your eyes. I suggest you try to visit your inner child daily to create a healthy, balanced, loving relationship with yourself. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love some feedback. I'd love it if you could contact me with some stories that you'd like to share, or if you've got a topic you'd like me to discuss, feel free to email me at norfolkcounsellor@gmail.com and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. So you have been listening to Button Wild, aka the Norfolk Counsellor, on The Loaded Die. Take care.